Welcome to the Planners on Purpose podcast. I'm Naomi Tucker, your host, and this podcast is a resource that reminds you as an event professional to live your life on purpose, to take everything that you have at your disposal to create a life that you enjoy while doing what you love to do. I want to thank those of you that are here and listening every single week. I very much so appreciate you. This is a very special episode. It is a holiday edition, so I wanted to say happy holidays to everyone. To those that are new, I welcome you. I warmly welcome you. So thank you for being here. So like I mentioned, this is a pretty special episode. It's a holiday episode, and I wanted to do something a little bit different on the podcast. So I wanted to do an episode around music. For those of you that don't know, I am very, very, very moved by music. Music has been a very integral part of my life since, I don't know when it started. It just always has been. My dad has played instruments. My mom sang. And as a result, I sing and I also play instruments myself. I also love to produce music. So music is a part of my life. And I feel like music has a role in people's lives for restoring them and also just really helping increase their energy, helping them feel good. And I feel like there is definitely a unique power in that. And I had a fantastic opportunity to meet Nathan and Ada from Wakes Life, and I'm excited to have you meet them as well. They are musicians, they're talented artists, and they are coming on the podcast to really talk to us about music, how it unites, how it inspires, and I think it's just a really nice laid-back episode that we can really delve into this today. So before we get started, I would love to be able to tell you a little bit more about them, and I will let you listen in to our conversation. So Addie Ketchy and Nathan Getson are alchemists of the human heart. They help people cultivate greater mindfulness, healing, and self-actualization through the infallible power of music. Now, as co-founders of Wakes, they use their expertise as musicians, storytellers, yoga teachers, healers, and coaches to create experiences that offer radical transformation of the mind, body, and spirit. Their mission is to help people heal what hurts, grow thriving relationships, and awaken to true and lasting presence and purpose and resilience. They do this by creating immersive sound healing experiences, meditations, intimate concerts, retreats, individual and group coaching, and providing the online resources and support. So I really hope that you enjoy this episode, and I will catch you on the other side of it, and I will be excited to hear what you think. Do you want to know what it is to awaken what's within the power of music, mindfulness, and community? Well, in this special segment, I have with me Nathan and Ada from Wakes. Welcome, Nathan and Ada, to Planners on Purpose.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Well, I was really excited to have you on this show, and I'm really happy that we're talking today. I heard a sample of your music, and it's just so beautiful. So I'm really just a privilege to have you here. Mm-hmm. I truly felt the power and the presence when you were creating your music. So I just thought I would bring you on, and I want you to just tell us all about that special thing that happens with music, its creation, mm-hmm. how we make connections and have mindfulness, and how we create community through that. So with that mm-hmm. said, can you both, you can pick which one, but would you mind telling us a bit more about what you do at Wakes?
Yeah, well, we're really, really passionate about the power of music to help us heal, to help us reflect, to find space of introspection and release, which music is so incredible at doing, in a way that we don't always have to think through. We can experience. And so for us, we do that through live immersive sound meditations. We do that in different communities with companies and organizations at events, like all of you create in the world. We also do private sessions with people, and we support people through coaching and personal counsel around relationships and communication and using our voice, finding our purpose. And that we're also singer-songwriters, and we create folk music as well as our sound healing music. That's all about the stories of our lives and what's meaningful to us and helping people feel less alone through what they're going through.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like music is such a connector. And there's a lot that happens when we're listening to music and when we even gather, like in an event, just gather together. So can you talk to us about just music being a connector?
Yeah. And, you know, the first thing I think of when you talk about music as a connector is the power that it has to connect us to ourselves. And that's one of the things that we're most passionate about. And I think as event planners, there's always that interplay between how you are caring for yourself and how you're caring for your client or the audience that you're serving. And if you're not able to care for yourself, the audience is not going to feel cared for. And I think that's true no matter where you're at, what you're working in, no matter what sector you're in your life. And I think we often talk about music as the language of emotion. And so what that means to me is that it has this ability to suggest different emotional landscapes that we get to explore within ourselves, so that we can become more aware of what it is that we're sitting with. When we resonate with what music is offering us, with the soundscape that music offers us, we can uncover unconscious emotions and kind of repressed emotional content that we hadn't been dealing with. And music offers us an opportunity to experience those repressed emotions and to heal through the process of allowing them to be felt. There's so many times in our lives when we get stressed out and we just kind of push all of the uncomfortable things to the background.
Can't deal with that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. and that can really cause a lot of dis-ease in our lives and even disease through stress. And we're learning more and more about that in the medical field, how toxic stress is on our bodies. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about the connecting power of music, I think about number one, that internal connection to who we are, to how we're showing up, to what we're feeling, so that we can be more authentic about all of those things. And then there's that next level of connection that happens with others when we gather around music, especially in a live environment. Mm-hmm. Dancing is such a communal experience, and dancing wouldn't really be much without music.
Exactly.
I mean, it'd be interesting, maybe a modern art exhibit or something. But and I think it's an experience that goes back to the core, to the foundation of being human. You see it in infants. They know how to dance. They know how to move to music before anyone has taught them. It's just innate. There's something about rhythm and tone that is, I mean, it's intoxifying for us as humans, and it takes us to a different place, and it connects us. And I think about the roots of music, gathering around the campfire, and sharing songs, whether they're just fun songs to connect and to celebrate, or whether they're songs to take us into a deeper part of who we are, or into a greater sense of community or oneness with one another, or with spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so good. And talk about the different types of music. What are those types of music that can make you more mindful, that connect you more? Are there differences within that? It would be great to hear that. Your opinion.
Yeah, I'd love to share about these things, because one, I'm thinking about your community and just what a stressful year this has been. Mm-hmm. I mean, for all of us to have to, we had a whole tour planned, mm-hmm. all based on live events in real space, in real time with people, and all of that was canceled. And so much of what we work so hard for to create these magical moments for people at events has been completely shaken up, and that's very disorienting. And so, like Nathan was saying, we have an opportunity to use music to come back to our center, to find that space of mindfulness to help us navigate this challenging time. Rates of anxiety and depression are just skyrocketing in about our work, about our families, about this virus. And music, I'm just telling you, it can be so much more than background filler that we put on while we do our work or whatever. It has so much power to shift our state, to give us this energetic tune-up, so to speak, as we tune in to music, as we tune into ourselves. There's an attunement process that happens. And it can really illuminate so much of what's going on for us, from sadness, fear, grief. It can help us process all of that, can help us release it so that we don't have to carry it anymore. We can lift our spirits through it. I think that that's just such an amazing, amazing thing. And I always like to share this little scientific aspect from a study that was done where they found that it can take as little as 9 minutes of listening to music to help us feel happier, and as little as 13 minutes to help us process and release sadness. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not very much time. Like, that's, 9 minutes, 13 minutes. Like, we can completely shift our emotional state in that time. If we have intention, if we bring our awareness to the process of listening to music, listening to ourselves. And so we don't have to numb out our emotions and distract ourselves. Music can be this incredible medicine to help us find healing. And so that can be so many different kinds of music, like you were asking about. Tone and frequency has a huge part to play in that. With our sound healing music, we create experiences that interweave a lot of different aspects of sound. So oftentimes lower frequencies, deep sound, very grounding energy. Instruments like the guitar, like the human voice, like flute, which we hear that you play, are instruments that really touch into the heart. They feel human, they feel loving, they feel warm. And then instruments with higher frequencies like bells and chimes and bowls and these kinds of things, they really help us kind of ascend in a way towards insight, our intuition. They help us connect spiritually. So it really depends. I think tempo, as you know, is a huge factor in how music influences us. So if you want to create a more calming state, having slower tempo music, that's why that's so much more relaxing, helps us chill out our nervous system,
right,
which is very much on overdrive right now. Or if we need energy, if we're feeling down, if we're feeling anger or frustration, higher tempo, more energy. You know, it's just like it helps us run farther and faster, and it can also help lift our mood too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I'm thinking about the person that would be listening to this, and they say, I really enjoy music. I want to try to be more mindful in my experience with music. Can you talk about some practices that people can use when they're practicing this mindfulness and being with music? Do they just turn on the music and sit down? Is there a way to optimize the experience so that people get the most out of it?
Yeah, you know, Ad already kind of touched on this, but music can be so much more than just background noise. And I think for one of the first times in human history, we are using music primarily as background sound. Our access to music is greater than it's ever been in human history. It used to be that if you wanted to listen to music, you had to go to somebody who played it, or you had to do it yourself.
Right.
And so I think that there is a beautiful experience there where you probably involved yourself in music directly more. And now it's kind of been outsourced to the professionals. And I think that that's a little bit unfortunate. I think it's kind of distanced us from engaging with music in that more intimate way, that communities once gathered around it more intentionally. So all that to say that I think we have an opportunity to connect with music in a more intentional way. And that listening, the quality of our listening is, I think, the key. Just making any kind of space or intention to set yourself aside to tune in to just listen. And that listening, you know, I think that's the key component that we're talking about here. When we, if we want to use music to heal, listening in a holistic sense is the practice that's going to bring healing to us. It's going to be what delivers insight and inspiration and a deeper sense of understanding, which can open up more grace and more love for the circumstances that we're in. One of the most painful experiences of being human is when we are not accepting who we are and how we're showing up and what emotions we're with,
how we feel.
Yeah. And so just having an experience where we can just sit and listen to the tones of a song and listen to the ways that those tones resonate within us. What emotions are present? What's here? And
not the words.
Yeah, the words. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what comes up inside of me, and with no need to change it, with no need to edit it, with no need to feel bad about it, but just to show up to what is in this moment. And I just feel like music is such a powerful tool for that. And what we're talking about here is mindfulness practice. This is this is a mindfulness practice with music.
Yeah. I think for a lot of people struggle with mindfulness. They struggle with meditation. And we're really big proponents in the belief that music can be this beautiful doorway that helps people come back to presence, to help them ground their listening and their awareness with this beautiful force, which is music and harmony and melody and physical vibration, physical sound waves that are moving through the air that are impacting us. And so, you know, I think what's incredible is that we can use any song. Take your favorite song and put that on, but really listen to it. Put on your headphones or get good speakers and really give your full attention to that listening. I think that's an easy first step. For us, we create longer form, immersive sound meditations where you get to really drop in deeper to your listening, where you, it's a much deeper meditation. And so there are resources like that out there if you want to try it in a sort of deeper way. But even knowing that, that 9 minutes, those couple songs, your favorite song, you just put it on, and when you let yourself attune with that and merge with that, you can really create a big difference for your mental health, your emotional health, and your physical well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love it how you talk about, we used to gather, right, in places and be a little bit more participatory in that music and creation, possibly, or just, you know, absorbing. So let's talk about when you're at an event and you're putting on events, how we can connect that event through music and let it be a little bit more than the background noise that you're speaking of, that we can uplift and help all of our attendees be more mindful with that music.
Oh my gosh. We were so excited to come talk with you because I think that you have this beautiful venue to reach people through music with the events that you create. And just by having that awareness, that intention, thinking about, okay, this music is so incredible. It literally moves people on a physical, emotional level. How can we thread this into our event? That's why we were so excited to speak to you, because I think it can be forgotten, you know, but what is a movie without music? It's not much. And what's an event without music? It really is like the sparkle factor, I think. But that can be, you know, that can look like what you put on to create a sense of welcome, what you can put on to unify people in a moment, to create a sense of collective consciousness around a theme, to bring joy into the space, to bring a sacred moment into the space, whether that's recorded music or live music. We have a kind of partial feeling to what live music really does. you can plan that into your events. You can welcome live performers and musicians in to create mindful spaces to teach people about the power of music, or just to create a feeling or to riff on the theme of your gathering or, mm-hmm. Oh, I have so many thoughts about it, but I know you had something to say too.
Well, yeah, let's go into that. I don't know, Nathan, you had insights mm-hmm. on live music or not. We do have many events that have just maybe music piped in through speaker, but then we have events that have the live music, have the band there, and how mm-hmm. amazing that can be. Why don't you take us through that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I just being a musician, I know that there's a budget constraint issue with having live performers show up, and so I think it's that you're always gonna have to take that into account. But I think the key here is really just in the intention that you create around the music that you're offering. Of course, if you have the budget to have live music there, there is something really special where people take, you know, the attention goes away from everything else and they tune in just to the music, especially if you can put it center stage. If you just have a band playing background music, you know, that's a different thing, and that's probably not going to make as big of an impact on the experience of listeners. Mm-hmm. While that could be a very powerful experience still for someone and add a lot of ambiance and a lot of beauty to the experience, I think what we're talking about is the hidden potential. It's not even that hidden. It's just, I think it's largely untapped in events that mm-hmm. we attend nowadays. Is the potential for music to be a centerpiece of connection and a way for people to engage a different part of who they are, especially at so many today's events. They're so heady. They're so ideas based. We're just talking about how we're going to solve the problems. What are the ideas? What are strategies we're going to do, especially in the corporate world or in the business mm-hmm. world? And to have an experience where, you know, music is vibration. It's usually not very cognitive. Of course, there are words, but really it's like we talked about the language of emotion. It connects us physically. We can feel it in our bodies. Mm-hmm. So it draws out this desire to move, to dance. So I think interweaving very cognitive focused speaking with music, so used intentionally to give people a place to integrate what they've just heard mm-hmm. Into their bodies, into their whole selves, is going to make the entire event, somebody's going to leave feeling really holistically filled rather than just like buzzy and like, what the heck just happened? That was a lot of information.
Yes, we just played actually an online event. We were a part of an online event, and someone came to us afterwards and they said that was their favorite part of the whole event because it helped them to be still for a moment, to feel, to integrate. They were just like, I'm buzzing from all this. And especially live events, you're connecting with people, you're wanting to connect with people. It's very buzzy, mm-hmm. but the music can help us like bring that all into some cohesion mm-hmm. to create a space of reflection. So powerful mm-hmm. for people. Mm-hmm. And I want to add one more layer to that too, is it also fosters vulnerability, mm-hmm. which deepens these in-person experiences so much. Mm-hmm. Like for yeah. us, we've had people come up to us and say they hadn't cried about their parents' divorce, like ever since they were a kid. But we shared a song about that we wrote about our experience with divorce, and you know, it taps right in. It can like help us open mm-hmm. our hearts, open ourselves to vulnerability to ourselves and each other. And that's what makes an amazing event mm-hmm. is that connection, is that vulnerability and authenticity. And
that vulnerability opens space for empathy. And yes. that creates a completely different kind of connection between the participants and the group. And as event planners, you get to help facilitate what kind of interaction people are going to have. And they might not realize why it is that they're connecting with people on a deeper level than they have at other events. But
and I think that even in person or online, I feel like the events that are created with those live components in mind, whether it's when it's online, are huge. And I feel like that is also an untapped opportunity during this time where we can't gather in person. Yes. It's still important to have those live components, that live music, and to engage online. It can still happen.
So. Yes, it can. Yeah. And it actually helps people be more accountable to show up. Live has a different energy. You're like, oh, I'll listen to that recording. But life gets busy. But the live thing is like, no, we're going to be together. We're going to go through this shared thing.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
And for so many event planners right now are moving online. And I think what we've found in offering our music in online events is like what Ada was saying earlier at that event that we shared at, that there is something really powerful that takes people out of their minds, which you, especially in online events, it's even more so. Like, you're not connected to your body at all. You're sitting in a chair and it's all just, you're screen. Not, it's all screen time. And so interspersing, leveraging the power of music to help somebody enter their bodies, I think is invaluable.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. That was amazing. And I know as we go into this time of, I feel like it's a time of self-reflection. I feel like it's a time of where we actually can take a breath and do a little bit of self-care and reflect, right? Reflect before you go into the new year. It's very important to have music at the top of your mind and help it fuel you and help you be more mindful. So are there any last words that you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, I just really hope that this inspires you to take a moment to give back to yourself, to fill your cup, and to use this powerful ancient resource that is music. Find something that you like, that you love, seek out an event that can help you fill your cup so that you can return to your work feeling renewed and having processed a lot of what's gone on below the surface for us this year. It's been a very challenging year. And this is such a gentle, gentle way to help us unpick some of those knots that we feel tangled in. And so I think at a personal level, I just really wish that for your whole community.
I think the more I explore the power of music in my own life and in the lives of people that we work with, I think the essence of it really comes back to the power of listening, the power of really showing up to where we're at and to what's going on. That and listening is a practice of presence. It's a practice of showing up to this moment that we're in, and that's where we have power. It's where we get to actually have an impact, where we actually get to share ourselves and get to receive. And so as you're gathering around with families during the holidays, if you're so lucky to be able to gather with family this year, either online or in person, as you kind of like wind down, just remember to take stock, to tune in, to listen to where you're at, and use music to help facilitate that process. One fun tool that we have to offer in that regard is we have a Christmas album that we recorded last year actually, but we're kind of launching it this year. And it's a bunch of original. There's one original song, but then original arrangements of classic songs in a very meditative style. So connects us to that like deep history of the spirit of Christmas that we've gotten to, at least in the States, connect with these particular songs since we were children. But in kind of a new way, with new arrangements that help us facilitate that space of introspection and peace.
Yeah, we'd love for anyone to sit by the fire and listen to that music, go for a walk in the snow, or decorate your tree, or as you gather around the dinner table with people you love. It's an album that we're really, really proud of, and that I think transmits a lot of comfort, a lot of peace. And so please use that. Go use that. You can find that on our website at which is wakes.life. And right on the homepage, there's a link, and you can listen on different streaming platforms under we have two styles of music. So if you go to Spotify or iTunes, that Christmas album, it's called Winter Solstice, and it's under the name Not Awakes. That's our sound healing meditative music. We go by She Wakes for our folk music, which we're recording three albums right now across those genres. It's a huge project that we are undertaking. And so we hope that there will be more music soon. And we also have a free meditation to download. It's a morning guided meditation with an original song on our website. That's wakes.life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you're already an active meditator and using Insight Timer, or if you're not and you want a wonderful platform to help facilitate this new listening practice that you might be interested in, download Insight Timer. It's a beautiful community, and we've got some music on there that you can go and listen to.
And you can search for us there as Wakes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's insighttimer.com/wakes. Yeah, okay. You can follow and listen there.
Oh, well, that's amazing. You both are truly talented. Like I said, I had the opportunity to listen, and I love it. And so I just encourage everyone to go ahead and seek out those resources, get that album, and really pump yourself up full of just good stuff this season. So thank you both for being here, Nathan.
Thank you, Naomi. Thank you so much. Naomi. Lots of love to you, and happy holidays.
Mm-hmm. Happy holidays. Welcome. How beautiful was that, huh? It was wonderful to be able to have the conversation with Nathan and Ada. I just thank them so much for being on the podcast. And I thank you for being here, and thank you for all of your support this year. And I just want to say happy holidays to you and all of your families. I know it's been a tough year for us, but I do know that in 2021, we will be better for it. So looking forward to just the remainder of the year, and looking forward to kicking off a new year coming up soon. So again, happy holidays. And I guess I will see a few of you that are actually going to be at the book club on Wednesday, December 30th. So if you want to, please show up there on Facebook so that we see you, and we'll be discussing Present by Amy Cuddy. But until then, have a safe and happy holiday with you and your family. Cheers.